CLNS Media, powered by betonline.ag. Go to clnsmedia.com/roll. Use our promo code CLNS50 for 50% off your first deposit.
Hello, Celtics fans. It's late night, just like in the old days, Celtics late night show. That was the old intro right there that you heard in the beginning. Didn't want to play the whole thing because we're a little bit abbreviated here on a Thursday night, no, Friday night in the Saturday. Got the day changes mixed up here, but this is luckily the last night we'll be broadcasting late. I love the turnout you guys have been giving us here at 347-215-7771, where you can find us right now. The Celtics lose in Denver 96-92, but the news of the night is Kemba Walker. Good Lord. My first thought with that is, does this stuff only happen to this team? I'm going way back to Len Bias and, of course, Reggie Lewis and those catastrophic events that happened to the Celtics back then. Freak incidents that changed the course of the team. More recently, of course, almost 2 years to the day, Gordon Hayward goes down with a broken leg in Cleveland. The stadium falls silent. Everybody's gasping in awe, players surround. Well, tonight, late in the second quarter, if you missed it late night last night, you're listening live right now and weren't able to see it in real time. Wherever you are in the world, if you didn't catch it, Kemba Walker was scrambling for a loose ball with about 3 minutes left in the second quarter tonight. Had his head down, trying to control it. Had his dribbling in his hands. He was probably just about to get himself upright again when the core of Semi Ojeleye came right into his face. And we can joke about this now because it seems like Kemba Walker is going to be all right. But there is no core you want to run into less than Semi Ojeleye's. I mean, this is steel plate, iron, Ojeleye factory core. This guy probably has a 12-pack looking at Semi Ojeleye. So he's out there, and Walker goes full speed into him, smashes his head into Semi's core, and immediately drops to the ground. I think the Nuggets went running in transition, and Brad got a timeout off. I don't know how that works because Denver's got the ball. But anyway, absolutely horrifying moment. Kemba dropped to the floor, is not moving at all for probably 10 to 15 minutes right there. At least that's what it felt like. In real time, it might have been less, but that's what it felt like. And they immediately get the stretcher out there. Not a lot of movement from Irving. No thumbs up on the way out. They strap him tight into the stretcher, take him out of the stadium. Denver's just silent. The Celtics are huddling up, praying again. And it looked exactly like the Hayward injury. Even worse, though, when we're talking about a neck injury. 2 years later, nightmare scenarios going through people's heads that we don't even want to mention now. But halftime rolls through. Nuggets went on a little bit of a run. They led 36-30 at the time. We jump into the second half. Celtics demoralized, of course, as you'd expect. Nuggets jump all over them with a 12-6 run, helped by a few free throw misses by the Celtics. They missed two of their first four free throws to start the third quarter as the Nuggets take advantage, extend a lead that they were already beginning to extend toward halftime. And they get up by a score of 59-40. Right around then, we get news from the Celtics. Walker had been taken to a local hospital, and they suspect just concussion-like syndrome symptoms. Ugh. It's midnight. Concussion-like symptoms. We'll learn more as the night goes on, hopefully by the time we get off the air here. But that is a massive sigh of relief from a human standpoint, first and foremost. And then from the Celtics standpoint, a team that already lost Gordon Hayward early this season with thinner point guard coming in, but gets phenomenal nights from Brad Wanamaker, first and foremost, wins this game a plus 18, far and above every Celtics starter. And, of course, anybody on the Celtics, period. Him and Javonte Green led a 7-0 burst midway through the third that got the Celtics, who were down 19 at that point, to within 10 by the end of the third quarter. Wanamaker hit a few layups in succession, got to the free throw line a ton tonight. He goes 4-for-4 there. That's not a ton, but something. And what do you know? Nick Cicento's on the line. Nick, recapping the game a little bit here. Is this Nick? All right, I guess that wasn't Nick. But anyway, we trudge forward. Wanamaker, Green. Green with a rare three toward the end of the third quarter. And the Celtics, with rapid pace, get back into this game. Now we go over to the fourth quarter, and the Celtics are already back in this game by the four-minute mark. The Nuggets start spilling turnovers left and right. They end the night with 17. Four in a row got the Celtics fast break points on three possessions midway through the fourth quarter. Celtics had already gone out to a hot start to start the fourth. They go 9-for-13 from the field in the opening 9 or so minutes of the fourth quarter. And thanks to the sensational defense of Rob Williams, who had some key stops inside, especially a block on Nikola Jokic, as the Celtics were getting within a possession or two late, along with 4 points, 4 rebounds, and some sensational defense along with the bench. I already mentioned Wanamaker's performance. Javonte Green, 2-for-2, 5 points in 9 minutes, a plus 11 stretch through that opening sequence of the fourth quarter. And Jaylen Brown, Celtics get within a possession late. Jamal Murray comes out and does his thing. Hits a deep two that I thought was a three initially. Gets into the lane on the next position. Gets it to Paul Millsap for a three. So the Nuggets stretch out their lead to 5. Liz Brown Duke comes down and hits a three. Murray responds right away. There's a battle between that 2016 draft class. Jamal Murray, Jaylen Brown, two of the best players from that draft class. Of course, Celtics trying to get revenge for that 48-point game that Murray laid on them a year ago. Murray only gets 22 tonight, but makes those two key plays. Brown hits the three to get the Celtics back within 2. Murray comes right back down and hits the deep two in the right wing. There's an out-of-bounds call that ended up going the Celtics' way, I believe. I got to double-check that one. Yeah, so they reviewed that call with about 7 seconds left. Got to double-check. Who did they end up handing that ball to? They got to the Celtics, so that stood the ruling on the court after a very lengthy replay with 7 seconds left. Brown gets in the lane quick for a layup. Celtics within 3 with 5 seconds to play, and Harris splits his free throws. So Celtics within 4, but only get a 2 off with 2 seconds to go. Murray hits his free throws. And that's the game, 96-92. So a thrilling one out there. I don't know if my recap did it justice, but it ended up being a sensational comeback for the Celtics tonight. I'll double check. Is this Nick Cicento on the line with us? Hello? All right, looks like it's just a listener. I was expecting Nick Cicento tonight, but that's cool. We'll ride solo. 347-215-7771 is your number. We're brought to you by HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit with easy seasonal recipes, pre-measured ingredients right to your door. All you have to do is cook and enjoy. Most of the meal kits take under 30 minutes. I'll tell you, these late games, covering Syracuse, covering the Celtics, can make dinner hectic. So you want to have your ingredients pre-measured, but also have that experience of cooking. I love cooking, and it's even better when everything is laid out for you because my recipes aren't the best. I can put it together. I can read off the computer, but struggle with putting the right amount of seasoning and everything else. Well, HelloFresh does it for you. It's adjustable week in and week out, and your first month can come $80 off. For $40, or $80 rather, off your first month of HelloFresh, go to HelloFresh.com/CLNS80. Type in CLNS80, and of course, our call lines are brought to you by betonline.ag. Use the code CLNS50 over there for 50% off your first deposit. When you're betting football, basketball, hockey, anything you can imagine, prop bets too, before you know it, baseball will be back. So, big takeaway from tonight, the Celtics have something in Brad Wanamaker. And now that we're past that Kemba injury, that is luckily not the story of the show tonight. Have been struggling in the opening sequences there, 0-3. Good news for Boston is that Gordon Hayward is right around the corner from returning. He started shooting today. And we're just a couple weeks outside of that six-week time frame, so in short order they'll have him back. Bad news is, coming into tonight, Celtics were getting 93 of their 112 points per game from their top five scorers. That's Marcus Smart, Kemba Walker, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and Gordon Hayward. Two of those five are out now. Fortunately, lately, they've been getting double figures from the likes of Brad Wanamaker. And if Kanter has shown to be capable of doing that, but you give up a little bit defensively with him, Semi Ojeleye had a double-figure game within the most recent stretch, and Devontae Green had been playing great after the initial injury to Gordon Hayward. So now, where's the scoring come from? Daniel Tice and Rob Williams have had nice seasons. They're 7-4 apiece tonight. But those have largely been guys scoring between 4 and 7 points all season. Tice hasn't been the same three-point shooter he was his rookie year. Williams is good for a few lobs and layups a game, but he's not a possession big man, so he's only going to get points off opportunity. And he's been playing limited minutes behind Tice anyway because Tice has been so great defensively. And tonight, Tatum again, 0-5 from 3, 6-16. His starts have been inconsistent. Sensational on Wednesday against the Clippers, but a minus 23 tonight. He's streaky. Jaylen Brown, very steady this season, but 4-7 from 3. Can he maintain that? That's where most of his offense came from tonight, along with 8 free throw attempts, hit 6. That's better than where he's been for his career. So Brown's someone you look to, who's dealing with sickness himself recently, has come back strong. He might be the focal point of Boston's offense going forward. Isn't that unbelievable? This team's top two scorers, Kemba Walker, Gordon Hayward, both of them just getting into sensational grooves, go down. The strong tonight for Marcus Smart tonight, 5-11, 1-2 from 3. He reels back the three-point attempts big time after three straight games where he shot 27%. I might be botching that number, but he had over 8 three-point attempts in each of those games. He's getting a little eager out there after a great stretch after the Hayward injury where he's shooting 47% from 3. So he's reeling it back in a little bit. Celtics, largely all season, have been a team that doesn't take a lot of risk, tries to limit the turnovers. That's gone in a different direction lately. Tonight they only have 11, but they've been turning the ball over more lately. Do they get a little more risky? Try to make some bigger plays? That's my big question going into this homestand coming up. And wouldn't you know it, right as all the chaos is striking tonight, comeback, Kemba Walker injury, all eyes glued on those two things, the Nets, the Brooklyn Nets, were evaluating Kyrie Irving, the name you love to hear. Well, you won't be hearing it on Wednesday because the Nets have ruled out him and his shoulder injury for the length of Brooklyn's three-game road trip that included a trip to Boston, Massachusetts, which was going to be Kyrie Irving's first game in Boston since leaving the Celtics after promising to re-sign early last year. All the turmoil of last season. And, of course, the horrific playoff series against the Milwaukee Bucks. There'll be no Irving on Wednesday. There'll probably be no Kemba Walker. He escaped a massive injury, but still goes down with a concussion, which can be a multiple-week recovery process, especially if it's a major one like that one. Might have done with the speed of the collision and, of course, what he was colliding with. So no Kemba, no Hayward for the foreseeable week or two ahead. That week's going to include for the Celtics, fortunately, the Kings, the Nets in Brooklyn, and then the Celtics and Knicks play at Madison Square Garden right across town. Ooh, might go to New York next weekend. I'm about to hit Thanksgiving break. That'll be a nice little run. Syracuse at Barclays Center on Wednesday and Friday. Celtics at Barclays on Friday or afternoon, right before the night game between Syracuse and whoever else they're going to play, and then the Celtics are at Madison Square on Sunday. Might be some credential orders in play for that weekend. Anyway, the Celtics see the Nuggets again December 6th, just a few weeks from today. So they'll see this team again short order. They're sensational. Two playmaking bigs. Guys that can hit shots in their own right, as Jokic and Millsap did tonight. Jamal Murray's hard to guard down the stretch. They have other playmaking guards in Will Barton and the rest out there. That is a tough team to play at the end of a long road trip. This isn't the win you knock. This is the win you lose loss. I'm out of control tonight on the air. This is the loss you look at and say, wish they could have had that Kings game. Not so much smart landing that, but playing better throughout the game. To beat a team that hasn't been very good on the whole of the season. They've been better lately, but that is not a great team without Fox or Bagley and the rest. Harrison Barnes, Bielich, I think that's his name, played very well against the Celtics, but that's a game the Celtics should have had, as well as the Clippers one that they led by 8 in the fourth quarter. Can't knock the effort. Can't knock the game plan in any of those. The defense stands strong under 90 again tonight, but with two of the top five scorers down on a team that's so top-heavy in terms of scoring, concerning days ahead for the Celtics. How concerning? Ultimately, these look to be short-term things for Kemba and Hayward. You're happy for that. But there might be a slide down the standings in order, which will be tough to take for some people. After the Celtics were definitively the best team in the NBA up there with the Lakers and Clippers to start the season. Definitely the best team in the East as the 76ers have slid in recent weeks. Celtics do get another date with the 76ers to start December on December 12th, so that's coming up the lane. So this is on the Celtics' youth to carry them through this stretch. That's probably about the point that they're going to be missing Hayward, missing Kemba Walker, if the long road is ultimately where those injuries go. We'll see. If you want to call in 347-215-7771, we're about to wrap this show a little bit early tonight, already abbreviated with the late ending. All in all, great effort across the board tonight. Tatum's going to have to find some more consistency. Still needs to find his place in terms of attacking. But the center, quality play continues there. Four blocks between them. The Celtics are one of the better shot-blocking teams in the NBA. Big reason they're one of the better defensive teams, along with Marcus Smart continuing to play well on that end. They'll get some more size at point guard going forward. I wonder what the lineup's going to be come Saturday or Friday, or today's Friday. I'm just sinking into the ground in the booth here tonight. They play the Kings on Monday. What's that starting lineup going to be? Walker and Smart have been starting together. Hayward's still going to be out. So who gets that extra starting spot? Is it Carson Edwards? 6 minutes, 1 of 4 tonight. He hasn't been able to impact the game much outside of his shot. Don't think so. I think Brad Wanamaker is moving in that starting lineup. And probably the third point guard last season wasn't able to get consistent run. There's an outside chance Grant Williams could get in. You move Smart over to point guard. Brown moves over to shooting guard, and you get some extra size and rebounding in the front court alongside Tice. But I think they're going to lean on the playmaking, having multiple playmakers out there. Grant Williams is a good one, but right now Wanamaker is one of the best Celtics on the team. So we'll be looking at a starting lineup of Wanamaker, Smart, Brown, Tatum, Tice going forward. Do they dig a little deeper in that G League lineup and try to get Romeo Langford involved for the first time all season? I hear that he is injured again. He's had an assortment of injuries all season, played a little bit right before Hayward got called up, did not play, I guess. Out with an injury again. Anyway, scary situation in Utah tonight where a bomb-sniffing dog got a positive smell on something out there right after the conclusion of Jazz Warriors. So just a crazy night across the league. Praying for everybody out there in Utah, praying for Kemba Walker, a speedy recovery. Not as catastrophic as we thought, but still damaging to his health, damaging to the Celtics going forward. As they hit their first low skid of the season, how they respond to this, we'll find out on Monday as we're back at our regularly scheduled time here on Celtics Post Game. That post game will start at 10 o'clock, run through 11. We'll get you to bed on time that night. For now, if you go to bed early, if you miss these shows, we're available on Stitcher, iTunes, all of those. I'll have a link for you soon for all the different links you can listen to the Celtics post game show on. Probably post that later tonight. I'm Bobby Manning. You can find me at Real Bob Manning. And the Nuggets win this one, 96-92. Kemba Walker diagnosed with concussion-like symptoms. We'll get a more extensive analysis on that in the morning, I'm sure, but Brad Stevens backed that up after the game. And to cap it off, Marcus Smart, altercation with a fan tonight. Fell to the ground in front of a fan who told him to stay on his knees. If we were in the streets, it would have been handled differently, Smart says. And that is our show for tonight. For Bobby Manning and the rest of the staff here, good night.
This has been the Celtics Post Game Show on CLNSRadio.com. Thanks for listening. The Celtics might not be in action every day, but we are, so stay connected. Follow us on Twitter at CLNSRadio and check out our broadcast schedule for the best weekly sports podcasts on the web.